First, I want to thank God for allowing me to stand here and to present this verse that he gave to me to talk about. And he says, it's Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14 says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their lands." But God was wanting me like to pick this verse apart because there's several different things in this. This verse is like full bunch of information. And first says here, "If my people," and back in the Old Testament, it was the Israelites that God was telling them, if you just come back to me, this is what I'll do for you. If you just come back to me, turn from your sins. And he also says, "which are called by my name." And not only the Old Testament saints, I believe that God's talking about everybody in this verse. Sure. That he's talking about everybody in the whole world. And, there's a lot of pride going on right now in the world. And, we have tornadoes, hurricanes, all the epidemics that's going on. God's telling people, hey, look, come back to me. Come back to me. I'm your answer. I'm the answer that you need. This is what you're looking for. I've got your book, your word. That way you can learn from it. And that way you can live your life by it. And if everybody in this world would take and read the word of God and come to know the knowledge of him, what kind of place would we have nowadays? We would have peace in our world. And he says, "if you shall humble themselves." God turns away the pride. He turns away the prideful people. And, because God is holy and righteous. And, he is the Almighty. And we're just part of his creation. And he says, and pray. Our prayer life is very, very important because it's having a relationship. Not like having a relationship with your wife or a friend, but it's having a relationship with the Almighty God that's over all things. And he wants to have fellowship with you. He says that, and he wants you to seek my face. He says, seek me out. In his word, he says, he's come to seek and save that which was lost. Not only he came to seek, we should actually do the opposite also and seek him in return. And John 15:5 says, "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I am him, the same bring forth much fruit." So if we abide in him, he also says the same. He says the same. So it's like it's having that relationship with God. He wants to have fellowship with you, and he wants you to have fellowship with him. And he says, turn from their wicked ways. And he says, not only turn from their ways, because God says that man does what's right in his own eyes, instead of doing what's right in God's eyes. And he says, "I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive your sins, and will heal their land." And, that's a promise from God. God has three wills in here. He says, "Then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive, and will heal their land." There's three things that God's going to do right there for you if you just come back to him. He's like, look, I'm the one you need. It's Jesus. This is Jesus. I'm the one you need because I'm over everything. But there's people in the world that are lost. They just don't see it. And he says everything was created for him and by him. And the people that are lost, he says that they're without excuse to know that he is the Lord and God, because he created all things, and people know that how do things get where they are, how they appear. Of course, there's a God that's done all this. And he just wants them to just come back to him and repent, and, he would heal things. But the way things are going on right now in our world, it seems like it's spiraling out of control. Because a lack of God in their life, a lack of God that's, if just tell somebody about God, and especially when it comes to salvation, we ought to be out there pounding the pavement, knocking on doors, telling people Jesus is coming. He is coming with a capital I and a capital S. He is coming. You know, that's a definite in His Word. He says it in His Word that He's coming. And time's getting shorter, and we need to reach as many people as we can. And I would like to teach somebody the gospel, teach them that maybe they can also go out and reach other people that I can't. And but that's what God wanted me to like put on to us that way, because this verse is not only good back then in the Old Testament. This verse is also good now. This verse is good now about the way things are going on in our earth, in our where everybody, you know, the whole earth, you know, is turned from God, and things are just going out of control. So he's calling people, please come back to me. Please let me, I'll forgive your sins. Just come back to me and serve me. Thank you.